Paul Higginbotham decided to run for the state's high court after getting assurances that another candidate would not. After Tom Barrett lost the gubernatorial primary, there had been talk the Milwaukee Congress member might run for the seat of retiring Justice William Bablich. A Marquette Law School professor is somewhat surprised that so far there are only three candidates for an open Supreme Court seat. However, Peter Ropas is not surprised that Barrett won't be in the race.
What makes somebody talented in Congress or a potentially good member of the executive branch of state government does not automatically make them well suited to a relatively cloistered appellate bench where the nuts and bolts of the job is resolving legal questions, not political questions.
Dane County Circuit Judge Higginbotham won't talk about his candidacy until he formally announces. He will face Barron County Trial Judge Edward Bruner and Appeals Court Judge Pat Rogensack. Other potential candidates have until January 7th to file for the state Supreme Court seat, the primaries in February. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.